Damn, I'm always pressing the wrong buttons on this little gadget. There's only 3 buttons, good thing, and I pressed the wrong one. So this is part 2 of whatever part 1 here is, just is. This will be part 2, because I can't seem to press the pause button thing. Anyway, so I was thinking about it some more, running it through my mind. The game that I like the very most, computer game, love to play it, is 1942 Battlefield. I mean, it's a war game. It's a total war game. You fly planes, you drive jeeps, you can go in a submarine, helicopter, various planes from jets to prop planes and machine guns, handguns, shotguns. You name it, everything's in there, even some rocket launchers, jetpack, rocket, James Bond type equipment, all kinds of cool stuff. Anyway, the point is, it's a battle, right? So, I was thinking about that. Sometimes when I play that, Roberta gets upset, and I don't fully understand why. She's just like, looks at me, because I do play when I get in it. I play for, I can play for quite a few hours. Sometimes if I'm by myself, I've played an entire day. Yeah, Rudy's whining. He sees a raccoon about 100 yards from here. Got his ears up and is just watching him intently. He feels he should run up there and do something. Probably doesn't have a clue what, but he should run up there. Anyway, my game, I don't know, maybe someday someone's actually going to listen to this. And if someone does, maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. But the game is very intense. And while I play it, for a short time, the world around me disappears. I'm basically in the game. And they have something in the game that's called spawning. So, if you die, you just respawn. You know, the only thing is you don't have to go through the whole rebirth system. You just come back to life somewhere at various spots. And you can continue on with the game. But, in a sense, why do we play that? I mean, if we find war and violence so bad, why do we play that? Of course, some people go, I wouldn't play that no matter what. That's disgusting. You're killing people. I wouldn't play it. I don't want nothing to do with that. And I can understand that. Sure, if that's how you feel. There's plenty of space in this world where there's total peace and you can live in peace. Now, if that's what you want, you can have that. But you cannot create entire universe or, well, you could create, sure, you could create entire universe, but all of existence, all of that is, cannot all be created just in what you want, because then there wouldn't be no choice. So that would mean I would not be allowed to play a game like that. Now, you know, sometimes when I talk about this in the past, people go, okay, if I'm a soul and I'm all-knowing when I'm a soul, why would I waste my time coming here and not remember anything? Well, that's part of the game. That's what makes this game so good. The next stage of playing this computer game would be to step in even more into the game. In other words, for that short time, forgetting totally who you are on the outside. So that virtually all you almost remember is that game that you're in. Now that sounds kind of scary, doesn't it? Well, and probably would be scary because some of the companies that make these computer games, who knows? Because I know when you go in there, there's a massive energy drain. And I've never quite followed exactly where that energy follows, but it seems to kind of be collected and channels out somewhere. Anyway, that's another story somewhere else for another time. But regardless, I love the game, and yeah, I would probably, cautiously at first, take it to the next level. See, because I think that's how I got here in the first place. Well, I don't think, I'm 100% positive. Saying the words, I know for sure, well, that's questionable, because in a reality that is part illusion and expands and contracts and recreates itself in every moment, simulating a past and a future and a present all at the same time, it's pretty difficult to say, I know for sure, because nothing's really for sure. But, putting that aside, I'm pretty positive that's one of the many reasons I've come here, to play that game, to experience that, because I love to experience. Now, I also love to experience peace. See, so now my life is kind of a combination, and I have quite a lot of conscious control over my experience. I'm not locked into a battle, although if I physically wanted to experience battle, I could go to places on this planet and physically experience it. Almost anything, in a sense, you could want is here. At least some things that belong in a three-dimensional world or framework. So, there we are. Now, that's what I wanted to say. Sometimes when I try to talk to people about that, then they say, well, if you're this huge soul and you're all knowing and understanding, then, you know, you come here, you lose your memory, and you come here. Well, I don't think it's quite that way. See, what I found is that it's stages. Yes, we are a soul that is a very large being, capable of creating, of knowing everything. Matter of fact, so large that when we come across it, we see ourselves like a god. That large in that sense. I'm not saying God in that sense, but in comparison. Some others have found this, who've done some distance traveling, what you might call out-of-body traveling or various other traveling. Anyway, they've come to the same conclusion that we are dropping down in stages. So, as in a sense, as a soul, I have then envisioned myself in a physical body. I have basically disconnected my memory, although it's in there in my brain. My brain's big enough to carry an awful lot of information, much more than I even use to play the game. Less than 1% of the knowledge that's already in my physical existence do I actually use to play the game. So, I then now play the game, and inside the game, I play another game. I've created a computer system, a virtual world that I can enter to play another game. Isn't that amazing? So now, if I take that little computer game one more stage, or let's say I could lock myself in there for 8 hours, whatever the game be, and remove for that 8 hours a memory of who I am in my life. So I would be virtually locked in as this virtual memory, and that would become my life. Whatever, however that is, whatever with whatever, what am I trying to say here? Restrictions in this virtual world. See, we call this probable reality, and let's just call the life we're living probable reality. And the one I'm talking about, virtual reality. Let's just name them that for the time being. So the virtual life then, that game, would be all I know for that time that I'm in it. Nothing else would I know. And however restrictive that is, However big the world is, and whatever equipment is in the world, and whatever parameters are programmed in. In other words, if I'm living in that battlefield 1942, and let's say we've expanded the game somewhat, so that more things can happen, basically, you would spring back to life, if killed, full-bodied. Interesting. Now, if you don't know any different, that's the way it is. Here we come back to life, in a sense, by being born and so forth, and then being raised and taught. That's just one method. In this game, we would know of no other ways. We would only know of being spawned, and there Fred has died, and here he's back. And he's back with all of his memory. Cool. Providing that's the way we put it into the parameters of the computer system. So now, if we put into parameters, that while I'm in the game, I can build stuff, because we have in the game what we call medics, healers, mechanics who can actually fix tanks, and we could expand it to builders. And apparently there's a new game coming out where a mechanic can also rebuild a bridge that's been blown apart. You see how the game is already expanding. So you'd have that in it. So pretty soon you have a whole virtual world going there. Now, you can also expand this world more, where if you travel further across lands and sea, you would come across another world where perhaps people are living differently, like in the form of a Stone Age tribes. Because that's the kind of experience that some people are into. As in a game that's called... Oh, I can't remember the game. But you start off in the Stone Age. And you build a civilization, little brick by brick, and then you go to the Bronze Age and the Steel Age and so on through the ages, and from swords to arrows to machines and to building castles and so forth. Well, let's say we've expanded the computer system where it actually can connect into another game being played somewhere else. So you would travel in the distant world, and you would come to a place where people are still in the Stone Age. There they are. Living like, well, we saw people living in Africa. The way they lived in the jungle. You know, of course, see, there's a whole other thing right there. We went and judged that, didn't we? They're not civilized. They're not as far advanced as us. And so on and so forth. But if you look at it from the standpoint of this game, then they're just as advanced. They're just playing a little bit different game. And the parameters of the games have been set up that the two can interlink and overmesh each other to allow unexpected outcomes and a great variable of outcomes. It's starting to sound like an interesting game. If you actually went around and polled all the gamers, people who love to play games like myself, and said, would you go into something like that where you could get hooked in, of course after it's been tested and safe, and you could stay in it for an entire year, your body would be supported and looked after, and you would lose your memory of who you are, and you would be merged into this game of your choosing, whatever it be. And of course, parameters set of your choosing and so forth. And you would be matched with people of like-minded choosing. Of course, things would change once you're there, wouldn't you? Things would change quite a bit, because the game just plays. And you change as you play the game. Ah, this is starting to sound pretty familiar, isn't it? Starting to sound like home? See, that removes the learning part. See, we didn't come here to learn. We came here to experience. Now, again, we could say, well, no one would go into a war. War is ugly. There's no joy in it. Yet, I play the game of war, and I enjoy it very much. It gives me great joy. There are also other games I'd like to play. Games that tax your mind, push you to think, and ask questions. This is a game like that we're playing right now. We're pushing the outer limits and saying, what if? Is this a possibility? Does this sound good? Does this make sense? And maybe by doing so in itself, the virtual world that we are in at this moment, probable reality adjusts itself to the very thing that we just said, thereby proving itself as we accept it. That raises some questions, doesn't it? Anyway, back to the point of what you find joy, or I find joy, or Frank finds joyful. We can't really question that. Some people's joy could be twisted, really twisted, could even be sick in comparison to what we think. And you know, there comes a whole very scary thing here, because yeah, if the universe is that open to anything you want, well, it would be open to some pretty ugliness too, wouldn't it? And if it's the reality we're in is that we create it, it also makes it scary, because where's the line of right and wrong? Well, as soon as you say that, someone would jump up and say, well, in a computer game, you're not actually killing anyone, so it's not really wrong. But in life, if you kill someone, yes. But if you go into this computer game and that's where you are, and if you're killed, it's over, and while you're in there, that's all you know exists. That is existence. You don't know of any other existence. Then someone in there could say, this is wrong. Killing is wrong. What a dilemma. I mean, how do you really put this? You can't run around, obviously, and say, well, killing isn't wrong. Well, that's ridiculous, right? And yet, there is the soup. So, because we don't like that sometimes. See, when we follow a path to answers, we come across a point. And at that point, we go, oh, wait a minute. No. This I don't like, because it doesn't make sense. First of all, it's dangerous to me. It scares me. And someone else could really do something awful, ugly with it, using that as justification. And that's really what we're afraid of, right? That someone else will use something like this as a justification for something bad. That's the irony of it. Sometimes that's the irony of knowledge. That's why they say sometimes knowledge can be dangerous, scary, whatever. And so when we look at that, it's easy enough to say, well, I'd rather take a step back and just say this is this way, and I'd rather be a Buddhist, and I like the framework that sits in. That's safe for me. I'd rather be a Christian. I'd rather be Jewish. I'd rather be this. That makes sense, you see, because we're picking a game for each other that's safe for us, that we feel comfortable in. And I guess that's really what it is about. We have to find a place that we're comfortable in and flow along with that. And not so much try to change everyone else or the world or the universe or how it's been created or how it works, but instead do two things. Two very simple things. One, follow our joy. In other words, what feels good for us today? And do as much today of that as possible. And the second part is, continue to open up and allow that energy, that power we call love, to flow out. Now, again, I've said this, someone said, okay, well now you've really contradicted yourself. You go in playing a battle kill game and you're telling me that you're flowing love. Yeah, it's possible to continue that flow, to allow that flow out and still play that game. How possible it is when you take a step further in and actually go to war? I can't possibly say it because I'm not totally there, although I experienced some things that you would probably say would justify saying I was there. And yes, then I will say yes, you can, in the middle of a battlefield, still radiate out that love. Now what that does is it changes everything and the parameter of everything, because a new energy flow begins to flow, a very creative, a very empowering and loving energy flows. And if the game that people are in are violent, and they choose to stay there, that is fine, that is their right. It will not remove it. But if someone wants out, that power, that energy, will go directly to them. It's almost like, I don't know, like gaseous material all of a sudden surrounding that person and helping that person remove themselves from that game into one that is more empowering to them now and that they want to experience. So if they wanted to experience more love, peace and joy in a different way, it will pick them up and take them there. So there's a beautiful thought, isn't it? So we can play our games and at the same time do beautiful things. That way it becomes, well, becomes or stays a free universe rather than a dictatorship. You see, when everybody runs around and says, don't use gas, don't use diesel, don't use natural gas, that destroys the environment, that's it, we should all drive bikes, well, that's a dictatorship. Oh, you're saying it's a good dictatorship because it's for the purpose of good. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Maybe all that oil that was sitting in the earth for thousands of years needed to come out and be used up as quickly as possible. Maybe it's like pus in the earth and it needed to be changed into gas or then be reconverted into the environment and changed. And our engines do that. And yes, we do a little bit of pollution with it, but take a look at this thought, just for a moment. In the existence of the universe and the lifespan of a planet, particularly the one called Earth, the time span that human life has existed on Earth in comparison to the lifespan of this planet, the entire existence of human beings on this planet consists of less than a minute. I mean, we're talking way less than a minute of its entire existence. That would mean into your life, for let's say 30 seconds, you would have a flea infestation in your hair for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. It's already over. They're gone. So, the amount of time we've been here is less than a minute to the lifespan of the planet. We could actually not destroy it other than totally blow it up. But the planet itself has some parameters in it, and we are not capable of actually blowing it into pieces, because the game that we are in doesn't allow it. Oh yes, we can come close. We can almost build the equipment to do it. But it will end up destroying us rather than the planet, because that's been set into the parameters. That's a good thing to know, isn't it? It's a nice thing to know. Also, you could cut down every tree, every single tree on this planet. And I'm not just asking you to do, because I love trees. But in 1,000 years you come back, it would be such huge, beautiful forests to the likes you've never seen before. And there would also be tree species that you have never seen before, and more variety that you've never seen or heard of. Because we know already that all the species of animals and plants have not actually evolved. There's something else. But there's no word for it yet. But scientists know that, they've known for some time that things didn't really evolve. It was a nice story and it made sense and it filled in the gaps. Like sometimes children ask us a question, we can't really answer it because we don't really have the answer. So we sort of fill in the space a little bit with kind of a story. And that is a story, that things have evolved. Okay, everything has come out of a soup on the ocean. Not quite so. There's something else. A variable of things have happened. A lot of this is kind of kept quiet because, you know, it's not really in the news. I don't know if people really want to hear it. Some people do, I guess. Some people don't. And it really doesn't make news. But there are new species of various bugs and small animals, not so far large ones, but small ones, that appear. We've never seen them before. And at first we kind of go, okay, well, maybe we just didn't know they were there, but actually scientists have come to the conclusion, some circles, that they just literally appear in the probable framework that we are in. Or, they're saying there's two possibilities. We are constantly shifting in the probable worlds, and we constantly move in the most probable, but in each one there are variables, some variables, and we're starting to see those variables where before they went unnoticed. Yeah, there's something to think about today. Wow, eh? It's funny. See, all this talk. Again, I'm sitting out by the ocean. If anybody ever listens to this, some of the noises that you might hear are from the wind, and you know, I just see a friend of mine going by the boat. Where the heck is he going? He was over there a while ago. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Just got this ocean in front of me and I'm not paying any attention. Instead, I'm talking about all this stuff. You know, and I'm talking about the game inside the game. Well, maybe some time needs to be spent on that, I guess, I suppose. Maybe we do need to do that. That could make sense. Well, there you have it. I can understand why after a while I just get wore out. I just can't seem to stop, you know, I just gotta think about this stuff and I wear myself out. And then I do all kinds of other things and it's just like I can't stop sometimes. When I'm happy, I just keep going and keep going and keep going. Till I finally drop and my body goes, oh, I can't go anymore. And it needs recharge. Recharge periods. When we sleep. What exactly do we do when we sleep? Do we get together, talk about the game and how we're going to play it out? Eh? Go to other places, look at other possibilities of how we can play out this game? Does that sound familiar? Does that make sense? Well, if someone listens to this, well, perhaps maybe someday it gets wrote out. Hope it makes some sense to you. It helped me. It's eased my burdens. I don't feel like I have to try so hard to be good. I just feel I am good. Even though sometimes I play word games. One time, you know, I actually felt guilty about that. I felt like, oh, should I be doing something like this? You know, I preach about sending love and whatever else, and here I am playing these war games. But the bottom line is, I am who I am. You know. And, if I haven't said it before, there's nothing better than liking yourself. Even if you're a bit of a jackass, you gotta like that. And I think that's about it for today. I've had enough. How about you?